Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Welcome, everybody, to Kenneth Copeland Bible College this morning. We're talking about Jesus' healing ministry and how important that ministry was then and is now, because He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, according to Hebrews, the 13th chapter, the 8th verse. Now, I want to introduce Dr. David Weider to you. David, would you come up, please? And I want you to give them that testimony about being ready all the time, wherever you are, to minister healing.
Absolutely. Well, the last couple of weeks, you've been teaching about the healing ministry of Jesus and how important it is for us to go out and minister that healing and giving us tools the whole way along. And one of the things that you said last week, you said, I always keep my bottle of anointing oil with me all the time in my Bible case. You remember him saying that? Well, he said that for years and years and years. Well, when I hear that, to me, that means, aha, I need to do the same thing. And so when you're out and about in your neighborhood, you know, people know that you're the salt and the light. And there's a local car wash that we like to get our car washed all the time. And they have a dear, dear man who is a shoeshine man. He's good, too. Richard. Well, I walk in one day and I walk around the counter and Richard spots me. He says, hey, preacher. I said, yes, sir. He said, you got any of that blessing oil with you? He knew blessing oil. I said, well, yes, sir, I do. He said, good. He said, I was reading over there in the book of James the other day and I saw where the elders of the church can lay hands on people, anoint them with oil, and they'd get healed. Well, I've been having this head congestion in my head for days, and I need healing, and that book says that I can have it. You're not getting out of here today until you put that blessing oil on me and pray, because I'm going to get my healing. Well, that's where his faith was in that oil. What if I hadn't had it with me? So, as Brother Hagin used to say, I did, and he did, and God did, and he was healed on the spot. Just completely clear.
Glory to God.
And that's what this looks like. That's the way these things work.
Thank you, David, for giving that. And we're going into the book of James, so I wanted you to hear that. So, being ready all the time, always being prepared so that you're instant in season and in out to preach the word. So let's go back to the book of James now. And as we said yesterday, I don't care if you're ministering healing or need healing. You don't start in chapter 5. You start in chapter 1. I mean, it's a little short book. You ought to read it over and 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 then again and then over. This is the book where we get the phrase corresponding action to faith. The King James says without works. The Weymouth translation uses the word corresponding action. Without corresponding action, faith is dead. It's dead. He said, well, praise God. This one in the fourth chapter. I tell you, I have had the privilege and honor of using this thousands upon thousands upon thousands of times. It doesn't say, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Oh, Brother Copeland, I thought it did. That's what you get for thinking. Instead of reading, let's look at it. 4:7. No, Read 6. But he gives more grace, wherefore he saith, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. I'll tell you what, boys and girls, that'll preach. If you don't have a Weymouth translation of the New Testament, get one. It was out of print. And so, years ago, we put it back in print. So, we hold the printing copyrights of it now. Kenneth Copeland Publications. And I'll tell you what, it works. And we were talking about the gifts of the Spirit. He that speaks in other tongues speaks not unto men, but unto God, howbeit he speaks mysteries. Weymouth said divine secrets. Whew, divine secrets. Well, and you're going to find that in, of course, 1 Corinthians 14th chapter, where the Spirit of God through the Apostle Paul devoted a whole chapter to the ministry of tongues and the speaking with tongues. And let me let you in on this little bit of information. It's good. He said, when you bless, he's talking about praying at the table. When you bless your food, don't do it in other tongues if there are people there that don't understand. Howbeit, you give thanks well. But if there are people there that don't understand, do it in English. So you can sit down to the table, and before you take the first bite, now, every meal, I pray first of all. You move over in there. I do it in this order. I pray for my partners all over the world. And I have been standing firmly for our partners in the Ukraine. The Ukrainian office is the only international office, and it's been years, that our ministry here has never had to support them financially. They moved over into the black and remained there all of this time. We have a lot of partners in the Ukraine. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, thank you, Father. I pray for my partners, and I pray for my country. Amen. And for kings and all that are in authority. Thank you, Jesus. Now, come on over to this fifth chapter. Oh, there's so much in this little book. Yeah, I have to go here in the third chapter. Oh, James chapter 3. In many things we offend all. If any man offend not in a word, the same is a perfect, a mature man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Are you listening to me? Are you listening out there? Amen. Watching online? Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, are driven by fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm or rudder. Wheresoever the governor listeth, or what the governor, the captain. Well, you're the captain of your body. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Behold, how great a matter, how great a fire a little fire kindleth. The tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course or the wheel of nature. It's like a snowball going downhill. And is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind. The cross reference says, or by natural man, by the nature of man. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Therefore bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men which are made at the similitude of God. Now wait a minute, it's no man can tame. What does that mean? Well, if no man can tame it, why put it in here? No man can tame it with natural power. You're a creature of habit, and you start out eating whatever your parents ate, saying whatever your parents said, talking a way they talked. That may need to change. And it may be hard to do. But he didn't stop there. He comes on down, verse 14. If you have bitter envying and strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom, now, descends not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above, now look at Luke 11:49. Jesus called the written word the wisdom of God. Amen? These are covenant words. These are guarantees. But the wisdom, the word of God that is from above is first pure, peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy, good fruits, without partiality, and without hypocrisy. What does the word hypocrite mean? A mask. It denotes the old actors of the stage who were considered really lowlife. Well, it doesn't consider all of them lowlife because they weren't all. There's a whole lot of them now that are. Not all of them. But the ones that, but in a play, you put on a mask, you're playing a part. But if you do that all the time, that's what Jesus, that's what he said to the Pharisees, you hypocrites, you, another, and he said it. I mean, you know what? You wear this mask, but you don't help anybody. Amen. And so forth and so on. It's easily entreated. It's not, and it's without hypocrisy. Well, what does that mean? I can stand up and confess I'm healed and say I'm healed in the name of Jesus, and I'm not a hypocrite for saying it, and I don't care whether you believe it or not. I did it to receive it. Amen. I've had it happen way more than a few times. I'll tell you right now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I said, in the name of Jesus, I'm healed. Right. How can you say that, Brother Copeland? It's not hard. In the name of Jesus, I'm healed.
That's right.
Wow, you're a hypocrite. No, I'm not. No. Well, you're not going to get your healing this time. I didn't say I was going to get my healing. Jesus got it for me. I just received it.
Yes.
But he got it for me and gave it to me by grace. Grace gives it to you. Faith takes it.
Yes.
And when you study and meditate those healing scriptures in both covenants until they become so real, glory to God, and you begin to say, he did that for Kenneth. He loves Kenneth. Kenneth is healed by his stripes. Glory to God. And faith rises and comes up where all the lies of the devil just don't have any they don't have any strength in them. No, they just fall under the shadow of the words of Jesus. By his stripes I was and I am healed now. My daughter Kelly came home from school one day, in high school. She came home, she said, "Daddy, I have had the symptoms of the flu in my body all day long." And I said, "Well, Kelly, it just came out of my mouth." This was a word of knowledge. Just came out of me. I said, "Kelly, you are not the sick trying to get healed. You are the healed, and the devil's trying to take your health away from you." She looked at me. She said, "Okay." And she just went right straight into her room. Well, I didn't say anything to her. And then, you know, wasn't all that long. She came home from school. But wasn't all that long. She stayed in there quite a while. And she came out, ready to eat supper. And she came out, not one symptom. No fever, no anything. She came out and she said, "Daddy, I'm healed, that's it." Amen. Amen. That word of knowledge brought faith. Faith comes. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Hearing by the anointed word of the Christ. Amen. Amen. So, now, and you just swim through this little book and you come all the way to the 5th chapter. But in the 12th verse, "Above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea and your nay be nay, lest you fall into condemnation. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord." And the prayer of faith. Faith in what? The name of the Lord. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. If he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another. Pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. But this is healing all over this book. Pray for one another that you may be healed. You do this. But it needs to be taught. It needs to be taught all the time. This is a healing book. Sickness and disease is a mark of the devil, and it came in with the fall of Adam, and Jesus defeated it. Amen. He destroyed it. It has no hold on us any longer. Now then, this situation, you can't see it now the way it was sewed up. It just looks like a small scar. I had right about here, it was about the size of a grain of rice. And it was just there. I really didn't pay much attention to it. And I can go back the different tapes and so forth, and I can see it. I really didn't pay any attention to it. It was just a white spot. And it began to irritate me. And it got to where it didn't hurt. It just kind of, they kind of itched a little bit. And I scratched it, and then it began to puff up a little bit, and then it got a little sore. And I said, well, maybe I ought to look at that. So I called Dr. Weeder. And he, so he set up an appointment for me and went to see this man. I'll tell you, God is so good. Now, and I've had people tell me, now, Brother Copeland, you should not point out that a person is a person of color or white. Why? To me, it's important. Because of something the Lord said to me way back in the very beginning. And I realized then it was there in my life before that. He said, a large part of your destiny is in the black community. Well, it's been an excitement for me ever since then. And so many things down through the years have happened. That partner meeting, the first partner meeting, I needed $10. Well, it a young black woman sitting right back there in Macon, Georgia. Hey, you! I had put my pencil in that little envelope because I wanted to be a partner for $10 a month with Oral Roberts Ministry. I'm driving the car and he's leaving. I got to hustle. I said, hey, you! I said, me? Yeah, you! The Lord been aware wanting me this whole meeting to give you $10. Now, those of you that don't know what a worry wart is has never had a three-year-old child. Anyway, he been, where wasn't me? I said, give it here, lady. And put that $10 in that envelope. And Jesse Duplantis said, Kenneth, your ministry literally started with a wooden pencil. Because I didn't have $10. When I got home, I was so thrilled. I said, Gloria, we're partners with Oral Roberts for $10 a month. She said, Kenneth, where on earth are we ever going to get $10? Can you imagine we were ever that broke? But you see what I'm talking about? Anyway, good looking man of color. Yeah, but voice kind of like that. I said, well, I'm Kenneth Coleman. He said, I know who you are. He said, my folks been partners with you for a long time. Yes. And he's my doctor. Glory to God. And so he looked at it. And they tested it. He said, yeah, he said, it's malignant. And so they sent me then to another doctor. But in the meantime, now, I called my pastor, Pastor George. He came over to the house. And Kelly was out of town. John was out of town, but we had them on the phone. And, of course, Terry was there. Gloria. And Gloria's so close personal friend, Bebe. And we're just about out of time. George touched that with oil, and there was a shock went through my hand. And I said, glory to God. I knew it. And tomorrow I'll tell you what happened. We'll be back in just a moment.
Kenneth Copeland Bible College is unique in the form that you're not a number. You're not somebody that comes here, graduates, and then whatever. You are the voice of the mission statement of Kenneth Copeland himself.
Coming here has been so different to just know that you can be in a class and worship God like you couldn't do that in a university, and God is glorified in your classroom.
I want to go to school. I want to brush my teeth. I want to do my hair, to come to school and just be happy and be grateful.
It truly is a family. I mean, you see people, they know you. You see them at church on Sundays. It's just amazing.
My faith has grown so much. I finally have a purpose and understanding for it. And my understanding of family, not just blood family, but faith family.
Community, I have found, is one of the number one things in any situation or any kind of organization, you need it, because that's how you grow with one another and go further with God.
We really are family. Everything that we say, everything we do, we're flowing from each other. And it's more than just a Bible school.
The relationships I've built here with people have been great. Like, it's like I've known them for like my whole life now.
Just the support system that comes along with being a student and an alumni here, that whatever the Lord has for me, that I'm gonna carry them with me, their prayers with me, and they'll be carrying me and my prayers for them as well.
Take the next step, apply today.
Kenneth Copeland Bible College is more than just an education. It's a lifestyle of faith that changes you.
People from all different ages, races, and cultures came here for the same reason, to be intensely discipled in the word of faith and equipped for ministry.
They trained me with practical ministry opportunities to serve with excellence and teach others to do the same.
At Kenneth Copeland Bible College, I found faith, family, and my calling.
Take the next step. Apply today.
You're called by God to be an overcomer. When your life is operating on His word, you can't help but thrive. Believers should be the most powerful people on the planet, sharing God's healing and salvation everywhere they go. Learn how God has already called and empowered you to live like Jesus with Kenneth Copeland's teaching, Healing and Love on MP3. Jesus said that His words are life. Get His word into your spirit by speaking it out in faith and let His love transform you. When you learn to walk in His love, you'll overcome sickness and disease every time. God is absolute life, so nothing to do with death can ever be in Him. He desires for you to prosper and be in health, spirit, soul, and body. In fact, God loves you so much, He made healing as much a part of your salvation in Christ as eternal life. Be transformed by the power of His word and become an agent of God's healing and love. God anointed Jesus with power to heal the sick and walk in supernatural power because He operated in God's love. Find out more when you request Kenneth Copeland's audio series, Healing and Love. Receive your copy free on kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Offers good for 60 days. Outside of the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Once again, thank you for being with us here in class at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. We'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, remember this: God loves you, and we love you, and Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.